British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says the world needs to be aware that the development goals are not being met.
There is a development and poverty emergency around the world, that if we do not act, we have no chance of meeting the Millennium Development Goals by 2015, and that we must summon everyone who is concerned about this.
Mr. Brown said there is a particular shortfall in achieving universal primary education. As present trends suggest, that goal may not be reached for 100 years. He said the goal of reducing infant mortality by 75% may not be reached until 2050. Nigerian President Umaru Yar Adua said that Africa suffers from a lack of adequate infrastructure in health, transport, and education. He promised to step up efforts to meet development goals.
We are going to apply ourselves and deploy resources to target the particular objectives of the MDGs, and we'll work day and night with renewed energy and renewed commitment.
The Davos event, which draws heads of state, cabinet ministers, and corporate chiefs, has long been criticized for trumpeting big ideas on big issues in public, while the leaders actually expend most of their energy on backroom deals. Microsoft founder and philanthropist Bill Gates, a perennial Davos participant, says corporations have a large role to play in eliminating poverty. His foundation announced a $300 million grant to assist small farmers in developing countries. Gates applauded the forum's call for action, saying it's important to have a report card on the progress made since world leaders signed on to the goals in 2000.
We are drawing in more people. We can make more progress. So it's important to be part of this endeavor. It's the most important work in the world.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon endorsed the forum's call to action and said the UN will call leaders together in September to assess progress and make suggestions on what more needs to be done. Barry Wood, VOA News, Davos.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。